Tom Murray with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Daniel Furfuro reports in the New York Post that the feud between Representative John Faso, the Republican from Kinderhook, and Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, continues. Now Faso is backing legislation that would give the federal government oversight with local infrastructure projects. Really, the Removing Extra Transportation Infrastructure Luxury Expenses Act is a jab at Cuomo, who spent $30 million extra on blue and gold tiles inside the Queens, Midtown, and Brooklyn Battery tunnels. Quote, I'm a strong supporter of spending money on infrastructure, but I'm not a supporter of wasting tax dollars, and that's what this was, unquote, Faso said, of the colored tile spending. Quote, Faso always puts partisan politics over representing New Yorkers, as his vote to raise taxes on his own constituents shows, unquote, said Cuomo spokesperson Rich Azzopardi. Quote, as far as color of tiles, he should walk into his bathroom and look around to see that they use different colors, and if he ever looked around in the old and new tunnel, he would have noticed that they both used two colors, unquote. Read the full story in the New York Post. Jesse J. Smith reports at Hudson Valley One that in July, Ulster County Executive Mike Hine signed a bill making the county the fourth community in New York to ban therapy that seeks to alter a youth's sexual orientation or gender identity. The so-called conversion therapy ban passed by a unanimous vote of the Ulster County Legislature on June 20th. The bill mandates 1 year in prison and fines of up to $500 for anyone who practices conversion or reparative techniques on anyone under the age of 18 in Ulster County. So far, 14 states, the District of Columbia, and 43 municipalities around the country have banned the practice. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order that stops practitioners from seeking reimbursement from insurance companies. Read the full story at Hudson Valley One. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Town of Greenville Board voted unanimously to deny Cypress Creek Renewables a hardship from the town's six-month commercial solar moratorium that was adopted in April. Cypress Creek wants to put a 2-megawatt project at 9775 State Route 32 in Freehold. Cypress Creek also has current or recent projects in Coxsackie, Catskill, Caro, Greenville, Westerloo, Palinville, and other local towns. Many local towns have instituted solar moratoriums as companies rush to set up large-scale solar farms in the area. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for WGXC. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information and links to all these stories.